What were they doing to the pressure for the NASDAQs? What were they doing to cause all the problems?
They brought some good pressures. But we had, we had a lot of them picked up. You know, there wasn't any, any zero pressures where they brought one extra guy. It was just, some stuff from their odd front, which we thought they were going to do, and definitely brought the nickel off the slot a number of times.
So they weren't outnumbering you?
I don't think so. I'm going to have to look at the film, but I think, we had assignment-wise, we had a guy for a guy.
Given the manpower disadvantage you're at with your tools, what would you prefer to solve this problem?
Get healthy. That's a start. We're professionals. We got to hold ourselves a high standard and play better. Everybody's got to play better. I can't turn the ball around many times. We got to protect better. We got to catch it better. And we got to, do better on third downs.
Why do you 15 games in now, you've been asked by your offense a lot all year, but why does it look so different than everything we've become confident with or something?
I don't know. That's what you guys to debate about and write about. We have a standard we've set around here for a long time, and we just haven't lived up to that consistently. We've had some very poor halves and then some good halves. We felt like this could have been an opportunity today to have another, bad half, good half, and get back in the game. And, a couple of fumbles later, and you're down 31, the game's getting out of hand. So we had a chance there with Mike picking that ball off early, and then I threw the pick, and then things kind of went downhill from there.
What can you guys do to stretch the field? I mean, all these teams now are playing everybody up, one safety feed. How do you make them pay?
Well, I think you got to run it well, and you got to have good play action. We ran it pretty well at times today, but when you're behind by three scores, it makes it hard to stick to the run game consistently. We got to use our guys to the best of their abilities.
You guys have won 10 games and you're in the playoffs. After a game like this, though, what do you pin your hopes on that you can go on a run here after you play this way against another NFC contender?
That's the beauty of the NFL. Teams match up differently against different teams and find sources of inspiration along the way in various ways, and we have to do that. Over the years, we've had the ups and downs at different times in the season and galvanized over an idea or a belief, and I think you have to have leadership step up this week, and everything's still in front of us as far as winning the division. We just got to hold serve, if you will, next week at home, and then give us a chance to win a playoff game at home and then come right back here and be a good football team.
How did you feel about not finishing the game?
That's not my decision at a point. When you're down by 30 with a lot of guys banged up front, I think that was the thinking there. I never like coming out of the game, though.
How do you feel? You took some whacks.
Yeah, I'm okay. Took some shots. I'm just disappointed with myself. I've had good ball security over the years, holding on to the ball at times when guys are stripping at it and putting hands on the ball. And so it's disappointing that I let it go there a couple times. It turned right into touchdown. So that's not good football by me, and I gotta clean that up for next week.
It seemed like there were a couple times where you on the sacks where you had no chance, but there were also times where it seemed like you extended the play and still couldn't find a receiver. Did your receivers have a hard time matched up against their coverage people?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably accurate. We didn't have a ton of guys open at times, but a few times didn't have a chance, and a few times wanted to or covered trying to move in the pocket and just wasn't able to get to go somewhere with football. When they're coming tight on some of the checkdowns, it kind of eliminates some of the 1-2-3 checkdown progression scheme. So we got to find a way to continue to get guys open schematically and with motions and formations and get back to the drawing board this week.
Do you feel pretty good that can happen? I mean,
I mean, this is going to be a week that we can really show our resolve, and the character is tested and highlighted at times through adversity. Personally, I feel like we can go on the road and win here in the playoffs. We can go on the road and win in Carolina in the playoffs. And those are going to be the top two seeds. So I like our football team. We got to play better offensively and hold our part. But our special team is doing a good job right now. We got a great punter and kicker, and the defense is starting to come together. You know, we just can't get outscored by the defense today. I mean, they had two touchdowns, we had one. So you got to play better than that. But we feel confident we can get this thing turned around.
Is it frustrating to you? I think there's been times where you felt like you could take this team on your back, and that right now it doesn't seem like you can do that. Whether it's everything else that's going on around you or whatever else, is that difficult for somebody like you with your personality?
No, I don't look at things the same way you do right now.
So how do you look at them?
That we can do everything we want to do. Just a matter of putting it together and getting a couple guys back healthy and then going on a little bit of a run.
What was your exchange with 25 there on the sideline? Because then he came back later and got your helmet. The helmet.
I don't think that was related. Might have been, but I doubt it. I think that was just a... I was kind of getting tackled on the play. I don't think he was trying to helmet me, but in the, you know, it's tough for the defender sometimes when a guy either falls to the ground or is being tackled, and you're at the last minute, your target kind of changes. I don't think that was a malicious hit. You know, when there's a big hit on the sidelines, you know, whether it's their sideline or our sideline, there's always some chatter. I felt like I kind of slipped there, so I wanted to make sure I got up quickly. As a quarterback, you don't want to stay down, especially on the opposing team's sideline. But, you know, they had a lot of energy today, and we just couldn't match the energy offensively, even though our defense started out and did a nice job for us.
How impressed were you by their defense?
Yeah, they got a good defense, good scheme, very well coached, a lot of good players. You know, we had some chances. You know, we had some opportunities down the field. We got to throw it and catch it better, and you can't throw interceptions in the end zone and take points off the board.
Is that the team to beat in the NFC, you think?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, we played Carolina back in week 8, week 9 maybe, but those are both two good football teams, and you know, I think we, at this point, we'd hope we get a chance at one of them.
Two more. You will. In 2010, when you guys went to Atlanta, you lost, and that locker room didn't feel like you lost because you guys really felt like, hey, if we have to come back in the class, we can beat these guys. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
What? After the way the teams went in Carolina and today, what gives? How can you say they can come back here? Either Carolina there or Arizona here?
I know what we're capable of, and I think that we have the opportunity to put it together for two halves and just haven't done it. And I think that you have enough guys on this team who won big games, and when it comes to time to play in the playoffs, you have to rely on that. And I think that can get you over the hump sometimes. Can allow you to be more relaxed when you're out there playing. This was, you know, a playoff style game for us, and we obviously played terrible, so your question is warranted, but we've won a lot of games here, and when you play long enough, you're going to be on the wrong side of this sometimes, but I have confidence in those guys and myself that you know, when it matters for all the marbles, we're going to show up.
Thank you.